Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Fourth of July weekend is coming up and the city is reopening and offering more ways to get outside and celebrate safely, socially distanced, of course. So according to Mayor de Blasio, as of this Monday, he said on Monday, you can have your annual holiday barbecue at a New York City park in the designated barbecue areas. Just wear a mask. Joining me now for a rundown of things to look out for is Gothamist Arts and Culture editor Ben Yakis. So Ben, we have about 10. We're calling it Ben and 10. Let's start with beaches. The beaches are officially open as of July 1st. There was sort of an opening around Memorial Day. What can visitors expect?
Yeah, the beaches are finally reopened as of yesterday. And the thing to keep in mind, first and foremost, is that this isn't just going back to the way things were last summer or normal. When you're not in the water, you're still going to be expected to wear a face covering. And you still are expected to keep at least 6 feet of social distance between anyone else that you don't know. But the good part is that you're going to be able to go in the water now. So for the last couple of months, it's been a little vague slash people were not allowed to go in because there were no lifeguards on duty. But now lifeguards will be on duty at all the major city beaches from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I think that's going to be a really great relief for a lot of New Yorkers who want to get outside, want to get into the water, and don't have a lot of options this summer because of the obvious reasons.
How do we know which beaches are open? How can I find out?
Well, all of the major city beaches are open. You can go to the New York City website to see a listing of them. But if it's a beach that you have gone to in the past, it is open now. The only rule that you have to keep in mind is if there are no lifeguards present, you're not allowed to go in the water.
How about swimming pools?
So swimming pools has been, like so many things, kind of delayed and put off all summer. But the mayor announced yesterday that 15 of the biggest public outdoor swimming pools will reopen over the next few weeks. So three of them are going to come on July 24th and the rest on August 1st. So you're not going to be able to do it immediately, but it's something to look forward to in about a month. And as with the beaches, there are going to be similar restrictions. You still have to social distance from people you don't know. You still have to wear face coverings when you're not in the pool. There's going to be extra spacing for people who are waiting to go in. I think there's going to be limits on how many people can be at one of these open pools at a time. But it kind of goes along with the idea that the city has been trying to open up more and more outdoor spaces for people to give them stuff to do outside. And so I think this is still really good progress in what we have seen over the last 2 months.
We're all going to have really weird tan lines, but at least we'll be safe and we'll not be making anyone else sick. Wear your mask, no matter what. All right, you know that I have had a thing for drive-ins. I've been talking about drive-ins in our story meetings. Fill me in. Give me my drive-in update, Ben.
Yeah, so the big new drive-in update is that Tribeca Film Festival has started their own Tribeca Drive-In Series, which is happening all throughout the month of July, starting tonight, in fact. And they have two set up in the New York City area. There's one at Orchard Beach in the Bronx and one at Nickerson Beach in Nassau County. And it's kind of cool because all the Orchard Beach ones are free and the Nickerson Beach ones cost $26 per vehicle, but both of them have a larger capacity for cars than any of the other drive-ins that we've seen pop up this summer. You know, we've seen ones pop up at the Queens Diner. There's one at the Greenpoint waterfront, but these two will have 500 and 250 cars respectively that can fit there. So that's a huge, huge amount more.
Is there any sort of curation of the programming? Are there themes or anything?
I personally, you know, with a lot of these other drive-ins we've seen, they've kind of relied on the classic summer staples, you know, your Footloose and Jaws and movies like that. I like the programming a little bit more that Tribeca has come up with. It still has some classic summer films, but then it has stuff like, it has comedies like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Superbad, Girls Trip. They have superhero films, including The Dark Knight and Wonder Woman and Black Panther. And then just a really cool mix of other films like Do the Right Thing, Love and Basketball, The Fast and Furious, and Straight Outta Compton are all showing there.
All right, so 4th of July staple are fireworks. People have very mixed feelings about fireworks this year for many reasons.
Understandably.
So Macy's firework display caught some people by surprise. Explain to folks what's been going on and where do we stand? Where are we in the fireworks spectrum?
Right. We're like right in the middle of it, even though it's in the future, if that makes any sense, which it doesn't. So the whole thing is obviously Macy's 4th of July fireworks can't do their normal thing. Usually they have like an hour long program and people are encouraged to go out and to watch them from different parts of the city. Now, obviously, huge crowds are a big social distancing no-no right now. And it would seem logical that like we can't really have an event like this year as a result. But Mayor de Blasio was really, really, really into doing this. He talked about it back in April, and he kind of made his mind up that this was going to happen no matter what. And Macy's had already budgeted the money towards having the fireworks displays back then. So they sort of just were like, we're going to go forward with this. And what they've instead decided to do is basically doing 5-minute displays at different parts of the city all this week at unannounced times and places. All of those are being recorded, and then it's going to culminate in a 2-hour television special on Saturday that will show all of the displays, plus a special tribute to healthcare workers, first responders, and something special at the Empire State Building.
Well, they went off the other night, and I freaked out. I know a lot of people have been really freaked out by it. I know it's well-intentioned, but it has scared a lot of people. Plus, there's all these illegal fireworks. We have about a minute left. Do you have any updates on all the crazy illegal fireworks going off in the city?
Yeah, I mean, so after there was a humongous jump in complaints over the last month, the mayor started a dedicated fireworks task force to try to stop some of the people who have been bringing in huge loads of fireworks from out of state, from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, into the city, and who have then either been setting them off or selling them. And the whole thing that has come out is that these places in Pennsylvania, New Jersey are selling fireworks at humongous discounted rates because of the pandemic, because people are bored and have nothing to do, and they want to do some business. So there have been incredible deals happening, and that is why I think there's been so many over the last month that we've seen.
I knew you'd be on the case. Ben Yak is arts and culture editor at Gothamist. Ben, as always, thank you so much for joining us on all of it.
Thank you.